Now, are you ready? Can I get some help this morning?
Yeah.
See, the next service will get this, okay? Because there are fewer pale faces in the next service, okay? And our darker brothers and sisters know what the preacher means when he says, "Can I get some help?" See? Okay, now, come on. Can I get some help this morning?
Yes.
Amen. Now, don't forget that you said that you can. See, I'm going to need some help this morning because this is a happy sermon. Okay, now, as you know, I am not by dispensation or disposition, which is what I meant to say in the first place. I am not by dispensation one of them people who just laughs and carries on and rolls and rocks and has all that good time stuff. I am driven.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I expected Lois to agree. Anyway, but we're going to have a happy time now. Can I get some help?
Amen.
I'm going to need help. Okay, now here's the deal. In the Bible, joy is not a noun. Thank you. Okay? Because, see, we think joy is a noun. We think joy is something we have. And we can put it way down deep inside so nobody sees, but it's there anyway. But biblically, that ain't so. In the Bible, joy is a verb. Okay? It's something you do. And if you are joyful, it shows. You can't hide doing joy. It flows out of you. It gets away from you. You become what people call happy. I see someone catching on. If you are joyful, it shows in the way you act and the way you behave. It shows in the way you look. And it is revealed in the way you speak. Uh-huh. See? There you go. See? Joy's not something you can hide way down deep in your soul. It flows out. It affects everyone you see.
Amen.
It's going to be hard, I can tell. Look, do you have the joy down in your soul today? Man, it is so hard to work God's children up, particularly early in the morning. Okay? Pray with me for a minute, will you? Just pray with me. Let's pray. Father, some of us got it. Joy. Down deep in our souls. But some of us are overwrought with worries and concerns. So what we pray for right now is the descent of the Holy Spirit on this meeting, that indeed our hearts will be filled with your joy and it will flow out of us and the world will know. Amen. Now, I want to tell you the absolute truth if you start here. You ready? It is hard to joy when your attention is focused on the wrong things. There are some times when we are simply overwhelmed by the hard stuff of life. People hurt us every now and then, don't they? They say mean things about us. They tell things about us that aren't true. They are unkind. They hurt us every now and then. There have been times when our finances have gone south, right? No money in the bank. Can't do a thing about it. Not even a job sometimes. There are days when the kids all wake up with flu and puke all over everything. And you remember a few years ago when Aunt Mabel died and left all of her millions to Cousin Andrew, who you never liked anyway? And you got her favorite vase. There were 40 inches of water in my garage and surrounding my beach house just a few days ago. The island was closed and I couldn't get there. There are just days in life, folks, when everything falls apart and not one other person seems to care anywhere in the whole wide world. There are days when it all ends up on your shoulders and all you want to do is die. And if on such a day you let yourself get focused on the hard stuff, your joy will fade away and die, for in that stuff there is no reason to joy. No reason to be happy. If you let your eyes get focused on the wrong thing, your joy dies. Now, I'm being honest with you. There are some people who are here today who are there. You've gotten yourself focused on the wrong stuff, and your joy is dying. You can feel it dying, and it's just like draining out through your toes. You know you're dying. There are some people in the room today who are sitting around collecting injustices, making lists of all the things people have done to them, all the bad stuff. There are others who are sitting here focusing on the pain and the hurt and all the bad junk that is there. And others are just weighed down, lower and lower, by the burdens on their shoulder. I'm going to tell you, if that's where you are, if your focus is on the wrong stuff today, if your joy's not dead, it's dying. Because when you get focused on the wrong things in life, it's hard to joy. And if you let yourself joy for the wrong reason, even for a good reason, eventually joy will fade away and die. That is exactly where the 72 were in the passage of Scripture that was just read in your hearing a moment ago. Jesus had sent them out last week. We talked about this. Sent them out carrying the good news that God's kingdom was near. They had gone out, and now they had returned to tell Jesus about the success of their mission. And indeed, their mission had been successful. They had had the opportunity to share the good news with many people, and they had discovered that certain unusual powers had been given to them by the Holy Spirit. Why, they had learned that they could speak to demons in Jesus' name, and the demons would obey them. To be real honest with you, they were amazed at the power they had, and the things that they were able to do, and they came back to Jesus juiced. The Bible says that they rejoiced. It means that they were showing their joy. They were letting it flow. They were one happy bunch of campers, unlike most of you. But, said Jesus, they were rejoicing for the wrong reason. See, they were happy because demons were forced to obey them when they spoke to those demons in Jesus' name. It made them happy to have such power. But you remember just a few chapters back, we saw the apostles, the 12, come back from a very similar mission. In fact, they came back for exactly the same mission as the 72, and they came back rejoicing for exactly the same reason. They had been able to command demons, and demons had obeyed them. Just like this group of disciples, that day the apostles were rejoicing for the wrong reason. And you will remember what happened. The very day the apostles came back, when Jesus was up on the mountain talking with Moses and Elijah, down there at the bottom of the mountain, those juiced apostles discovered a father who brought to them a little boy possessed by a demon. And boldly they spoke to that demon in Jesus' name, but it defied them. It would not obey. What they had been able to do yesterday, they were unable to do today. They couldn't do it. And the apostles were thrown to confusion. They suddenly lost their joy. They were no longer joying because something had shifted. The thing which had once brought them joy was gone. See, they were joying for the wrong reason. And folks, that happens to us too. If we take joy in the wrong thing, or the wrong cause, or the wrong person, when the thing or the person or the cause goes away or the circumstances shifts, our joy will fade because we're joying in the wrong thing for the wrong reason. And some of you are there today. Your joy has faded away because you had put your joy in the wrong thing or the wrong person or the wrong circumstance. You were joying for the wrong reason. And when you do that, joy fades away. Well, in the passage that was read to you today from the Bible, Jesus told the disciples not to get all happy because demons obeyed him. He knew what they had not yet discovered, that the day would come when things would shift and the demons would no longer listen to him. Jesus told them that there was only one true source of joy. Jesus said that that true joy came from knowing that your name is written down in heaven. Yeah, come on, give me some help. See? Now, in the book of Revelation, in several places, it mentions the Lamb's Book of Life, chapter 3, verse 5. Chapter 13, verse 8. Chapter 17, verse 8. Chapter 22, verse 27. See, in heaven, in the kingdom of God, there is this book. I can kind of like see it in my mind. It's big. It's grand. It is a beautiful book. And it is called the Lamb's Book of Life. In that book is written the names of every person who has claimed the name of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. And beside them are written the names of every person throughout all time who will ever acknowledge Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Today, if you are sitting here and you belong to Jesus, your name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And when you die physically and are taken into the Father's presence, the pages of that great book will be opened. And if your name is written down, you will watch the gates of heaven swing out and you will hear Jesus say, "Welcome home." But, and you hear this now, if your name is not found in the book of life, you will be turned away from paradise. Don't get confused by what the world out there is telling us. They want us to believe that all you got to do is draw a breath and you go to heaven. But that is not what the scripture says. The scripture says if you want to go to heaven, you must believe in Jesus Christ, God's Son, as your Savior and Lord. And when you believe, your name is written down in heaven. But if you don't believe, it's not. On the day in question, Jesus told the disciples that they were rejoicing for the wrong reason. Instead of rejoicing because demons obeyed them, great as that might be, Jesus said that they should rejoice because their names were written down in heaven. So, folks, is your name written down in heaven? Yeah. If your name's written down in heaven, your name is found in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I pray today that it will be so. For if your name's written down in heaven, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what the things, no matter how heavy the burden, you have nothing to dread. For you know that God is now and forever will be your source, your strength, your portion, your shield, and your And if you are happy because your name is written down in heaven, you will be filled with joy forever. But if it's something else which brings you joy today, your joy will fade and pass away. And a little help now. If your name is written down in heaven, and you know it,